This is Living As You. The greatest enemy of good thinking is busyness. John Maxwell, American speaker and author. When I look around at society nowadays, in the 21st century, with incredible technological advancements, with people communicating all over the world, with social media rampant, with cultures interconnected, one thing is apparent. We are a busier culture than ever before. We are a busier world than ever before. People seem to constantly be doing things, sending emails, checking their phones, at meetings, always doing something. And while, yes, these tasks are completing things, while these tasks are benefiting this world, getting things done, it's tough because it takes you sometimes away from the present moment and the things that truly bring you joy, the things that you truly want to do in this world. As a culture, we have become busier and busier in this world. However, how often do the things we fill our days with that make us, quote, busy, are the things that we're actually passionate about, are the things that drive us, the things that spark fire in our chest? I've thought about the whole concept of being busy, of doing things, of being scheduled, of filling your time with things, of planning out your weeks, your days, a lot. Busyness to me doesn't exist. Priorities, that is what exists in this world. And what I mean by this is as follows. Busyness is simply prioritizing certain things in your life above others. When you say, I am busy, I have this class, this meeting, this phone call, this homework assignment, I don't buy that you're just busy. You are choosing to spend your time and put your effort towards those tasks. You have that control. You get to choose to wake up and go to class. You get to choose to get on that phone, to walk into that meeting, to go outside, to work out, to wake up. You have a choice. You get to prioritize these things. But far too often, especially in our culture today of go, 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 of busy schedules, of constantly filling our days with so many things to the point where we get to go to sleep just exhausted as though we're trying to survive each day, we fill our days with things that don't spark this joy. But the cool thing is, we all have the opportunity because it comes down to priorities. Life is about priorities. If you were to look at your life right now, take a look at your daily schedule. What did you do today? When you first woke up, what was the first thing you did? You got out of bed, then what? You may have brushed your teeth. You may have put some clothes on. You may have then got a workout in. You grabbed some breakfast. And then what? Class, perhaps. Going to work. Getting lunch. Going to that meeting. At the end of the day, it's you who is choosing to do each one of those tasks. Yes, you might say that, man, I don't always have a choice of if I want to go to class today or to do that one job. I wish I could be an astronaut. Or I wish I could be a researcher, but you know what? Life has taken me over here, and for the time being, I have to be working this 9 to 5 or working 60 hours a week. in this profession that I don't necessarily like. Yes, there are times in our life where we simply are doing things or going through stages in which they don't align with our priorities. But at the end of the day, you are the one choosing to go to work. You are the one choosing to get out of bed. You are the one choosing to do that homework assignment. You don't have to do it. So I don't buy it when people say, man, I wish I could be playing more piano. I wish I could be working on coding, learning how to code, or learning more about Microsoft Word. But man, I just don't have the time. I'm too busy. And I say, yes, you might not have the time, but it's not because you are too busy. It's because you are choosing to prioritize other things over these things that are lighting a fire in your chest. So how do we do this? In a culture where you simply feel like you got to keep filling your schedule with things and things and things that always don't align with what truly brings you joy. How do we do this? I've thought about this question a lot recently, especially in the last couple of semesters coming back to school as a junior and a senior. Freshman, sophomore year, I come in here on the pre-med track thinking I'm going to kick this thing in the butt. Let's go. I've heard pre-med is hard. I have a dream. I want to be a doctor one day. Let's go. But part of this is I can't just study. I want to get involved in other things. Part of this means following this application process to medical school. That means getting involved, finding things that I am passionate about. So freshman, sophomore year, I tried different things, whether it was volunteering at a local hospital, getting involved in clubs on campus, joining the club tennis team, teaching tennis. I tried a little bit of everything. But many nights I would get back to my dorm way too late thinking, man, I haven't even gotten the things I wanted to get done today. Yes, I did all those meetings. Yes, I was involved with student government. The senator meeting went well. But why am I feeling just overstimulated? Why am I feeling as though I can't do what I truly want to do? And after breaks, summers, winter breaks of reflecting on the things I was involved with at Notre Dame, I started realizing that I was doing some of those things simply to appear better to medical schools, to look like I was more involved. I was just going through the motions simply because I was worried about what other people thought about me, rather than trusting that my own curiosity and genuine interest in certain extracurricular activities would ultimately lead me down a phenomenal path in the future. And after realizing this, I started to say, okay, what, Patrick, do you truly want to do with your time? What are your priorities right now in life? Number one, okay, you're here at school. You have a dream to go to medical school. You obviously want to focus some part of your time on your studies. That makes sense. Another aspect, working out, physical health, mental health, that, first of all, goes above the studying. That is a priority. But above all that, your faith, that is something that you've grown in and found to be a rock that grounds you amidst the challenges. Faith, physical, mental health, studies, what else? Passions, tennis, reading books, spending time with people. So coming back, especially this senior year, where I have 1 year left on this beautiful campus, I took a look at my busy schedule, the things that I was prioritizing in my life, and I said, man, I am way overstimulated. The last couple semesters, it has been a ride. I have learned so much by doing these activities. But you know what? My goal this senior year, two things. I want to spend time with the people who I love, who bring me fulfillment in this world, who have brought me fulfillment at this campus. And number two, I want to find peace. When I walk across that stage in May of 2020, receiving my diploma from the University of Notre Dame, I want to be at peace. I want to leave this campus being so grateful for the experiences, so thankful for the times that I have failed, so grateful for the times that I succeeded, for for the relationships. I'm going to be sad when I leave, but I'm also excited. Excited for what lies ahead. Excited for how I can use the things I learned here at this beautiful institution to help people one day. When I sat down and looked at myself in the mirror at the beginning of this semester, when I was feeling overwhelmed with classes and extracurricular activities, and when I established that these were two of my goals, my fundamental two goals for this senior year at Notre Dame, I had to make some changes. And after that, I decided I'm cutting. I'm cutting the things that, yes, I love to do, but don't give me that fulfillment and passion that would allow me to find and fulfill these true goals of mine this last year. And so I had to do that. But you know what? It's been about 9 weeks into this semester, maybe 10. And I have been so blessed to have been finding fulfillment in achieving two of these goals. And these two goals, spending time with people and finding peace. And for me, the way I was able to look at the things I was involved with and find what do I want to prioritize in my life, whether that's this podcast, whether it's spending time with people, playing piano, being spontaneous, staying up with friends, working out, getting my hip back to normal functioning. Sometimes you have to look at your life and say, there are things I do need to cut out in order to put time in for the things that do drive that fire, drive me, the things that I am most excited about in this life. Yes, you do need to cut, but that's okay. Sometimes we just need to get over that barrier of fear. The fear of what happens if I'm not overly involved? What happens if, quote, I'm not involved in 10 clubs or constantly busy? What happens if there's a spot where half an hour, 30 minutes in a day, where I don't know what to do? You know what? I guarantee you will figure out in that time what you truly want to do. Life is about priorities. And that's the beautiful thing about it. You have a say. You have a choice. No one is planning out your life for you. No one is making you get up at 5 a.m. No one is making you go to work. No one is making you do that homework assignment. It's on you. So how can we truly align our lives with our priorities, the things that drive us inside? Take a look at your life. Take a look at it right now and write down. I challenge each of you. Get out a piece of paper and the next day, pull out a pencil and write down some of the things that bring you joy in this world. That could be spending time with family. Maybe it's a sport, speaking, coding, watching TV, getting on YouTube and finding really cool, fun videos that you could share with your friends, make them laugh. Write down whatever. And think about then, when you're staring at that list of passions, of things that drive you, or just you find joy in, how can I add these to my normal schedule? How can I add these to my day-to-day life? And yes, right now, when I look at my schedule, I may have too many things that I looks like I can't add these. And that's where number two, step two comes in. You must be willing to sacrifice and cut back on some of the things that already make up your life. Those activities that you're currently involved in, those things that you're doing that are filling your time, that truly you are not passionate about or really truly loving, you have to be willing to cut those out. I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying cut out every single thing that you're involved with right now in your life. But if your priority is family and you aren't finding time once or twice a week, once or twice a month to call home, to call mom and see how she's doing, and that's a priority for you, then I say you got to switch something around. You got to say, where in my schedule can I find 10 minutes? Can I find 10 minutes to call home and check it to see if mom's doing okay? Or if my faith is a priority, but I'm not finding that I'm able to put reflection or prayer time in my life, what are some things I can cut out of my life that will give me that 5-10 minutes a day? Sometimes all it takes is looking at your schedule and saying, what am I truly passionate about and how can I add that to my schedule? And if I'm not seeing that, we need to make some changes. Life is about priorities. And you have the opportunity every day to make your priorities, to make the things you are passionate about shine. So take a look at your life and see how you can bring your passions to life.